campaign finance documents show Republicans are moving money around the state, taking tens of thousands of dollars from incumbents in safe seats and transferring that campaign cash to incumbents in more contested districts, and even some seats they're hoping to win back. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says the last election cycle created a sense of urgency.
The elections of 2017 really has given Republicans a scare. The result is that Republicans are going into 2019 very concerned that they might lose their majorities in the House and the Senate, and they're raising money in order to protect those slim majorities.
On the Democratic side, though, it's crickets. House Minority Leader Eileen Filicorn's Political Action Committee spent all of $10 this year, a credit card fee for Act Blue Virginia. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says Democrats are hobbled by scandal.
The governor would be leading the fundraising. The lieutenant governor would be engaged heavily in the fundraising. The AG would be. And that's just not happening right now because of that scandal. Conversely, the moment that scandal broke, Republican leaders saw an opportunity.
Democrats are hoping former Governor Terry McAuliffe can save the day. Now that he's taken a pass on running for president, they're hoping he can return to Virginia and act as a cheerleader in chief, hitting the fundraising circuit and raising money for Democrats in tight races. I'm Michael Pope.